the first years of the 19th century, the newly independent United States relied on whale oil as a primary source of its foreign exchange. President Thomas Jefferson recognized how important the Azores were and named John Dabney the first U.S. consul to the islands in 1806.
The Dabney family would continue to conduct business and consular affairs from Fayal on Orta for nearly a century. Dabney's sword, dress headpiece, and epaulets are displayed on the left side of this case.
The Dabneys were extremely important to the economic, social, and cultural development of the islands. Charles Dabney adapted Yankee whaling techniques to the needs of the islands, helping develop the shore-based whaling industry that flourished through the 20th century.
Note the model of a whaleboat he adapted for whaling near the islands. Long, slim, and fast, it had a spirit rig and a jib to sail effectively in the rough seas there.
By the time they left the Azores in 1892, the Dabney family was employing about 250 people in their various enterprises. During occasional economic crises resulting from poor grain harvests, their ships transported cereals and flour from the United States to the islands free of charge to relieve hunger and prevent famine.
Antone Sylvia, who made money from both whaling and tobacco, began to build trade between the islands and New Bedford on the ships Veronica and Moses B. Tower. Sylvia also owned the Greyhound, on which many Azorians were trained as whalemen.
Press pause now and hear why many Azorean people joined American whale ships and settled in New Bedford, helping to build the city to its prominent role at the height of the whaling era.